Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
Hello and welcome once again to the Gary Zimek Show. I'm Gary Zimek. You and me, we're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. Today, we will be looking at the Sunday Mass readings for the 29th week in Ordinary Time. Some good ones today, and there is a theme that emerges today about the need to pray constantly. Never give up. Never stop praying. Why? Because prayer is always effective. That's the message you're going to hear throughout the readings today. So I hope you could stick around for the entire show. It's great to be back with you. It is such a pleasure to do this show. I am not kidding. When I get to hang out with you and share the good news of Jesus Christ, when we get to open up the Word of God together and reflect on the Sunday Mass readings, I am extremely happy. And I want to thank you for all the great feedback that I've been getting about this show. Please do me a favor. Continue to pray for me and the work that I do. I'm going to be praying for you every day. I want to continue to do this show for as long as I can. So God willing, we're going to be together for a long time to come. If you want to find out more information about the work that I do, please stop by my website, followingthetruth.com. You can find out how to bring me to your parish. You can find out about my books. You can also make a donation if you'd like to keep my full-time ministry going strong. I would really, really appreciate that. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Without further ado, you know what we're going to do now. We are going to do... kind of funny because this is the topic of the entire show. We are going to do what I like to do at the start of every program. We'll turn to Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, the King of the universe. He's a really important guy, but he always has time for us. We're going to turn to him right now in prayer. So if you would be so kind as to join me as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, you are all good. You are all powerful. You are all knowing. Father, nothing happens without your knowledge and your permission. Father, we are so grateful for the fact that you love us so much that you created us to be in a relationship with you. Father, we know that the only reason we are alive today is because of your goodness. So we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you for creating us. Father, unlike animals, we are capable as human beings with an intellect. We are capable of consciously thanking you for your goodness to us. We're going to do that right now. We thank you. Just because we love you, we thank you. We're not looking for anything necessarily in order to do that. We just want to thank you and give you praise. Father, we ask you to continue to help us because life can be so tough sometimes. We forget that you really want us to turn to you in prayer and ask for assistance. So we're going to do that right now. Father, please give us the strength to make it through this day and to always do your will. Father, we lift up our friends, our families, we lift up ourselves, all the things that are keeping us up at night, we give them to you now, Father in heaven. We ask you, Father, to help us know your will for us. Let us know what we should do, how we can serve you. Let us know what you would like us to do. Father, I ask you today to use me as your instrument. Give me the words so that I can get out of the way and let you proclaim your message on this program. Father, I ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. You are listening to the Gary Zimek Show. We come your way once each week. We look at the Sunday Mass readings on this show. I am so grateful to you for listening. for the many Catholic radio stations across the United States who are now carrying this program, as well as all the podcasting services. God has been so good, and it's just an incredible pleasure to be able to do this with you. Now, I want to frame things a little bit. I mentioned at the start of the program, today's theme is prayer. There are always multiple themes that you can get from the sacred scriptures. But usually, and I'm going to talk about this today because in case you might be a new listener, maybe you need a little refresher, usually the church groups, I shouldn't say usually, the church does group the readings together for a reason. There is generally one major theme that emerges from the Sunday Mass readings. And I try to find that theme. Sometimes there could be more than one. Today, I think it's pretty clear, but generally the church helps us by grouping certain readings together so that we can be guided in traveling down the road, traveling through the liturgical year, and let the church help us to know what the Lord wants us to get out of this. But within that theme, now today we're going to talk about the power of prayer, but within that theme, there's a lot of little sub-messages that the Lord's going to speak to you and to me. We might get different messages. That's absolutely fine. As long as we are not going against the teaching of the church, we don't get something crazy like, oh, the Lord's telling me through the Bible that I don't have to go to Mass on Sunday. Well, that's not true because that contradicts the teaching of the church. You see what I mean? But the Catholic Church teaches that we are free to read Scripture and get whatever we can out of it, as long as we're not going against what the church teaches. So please, make it a point to read Scripture as often as you can, and get, you know, maybe you want to do it gradually, start out by reading the daily Mass readings. That's a great way to let the Lord speak to you. But we're going to look at the Sunday Mass readings here on the program each week, because they're chock full of great, great messages. One thing I wanted to make a point of, it's the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Just to frame this, there are 33 Sundays in Ordinary Time, so you can see we're getting toward the end. The 34th Sunday is the Solemnity of Christ the King, and then the following week we begin Advent. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, but man, this year is flying by. We are somewhat nearing the end of the liturgical year. And it's pretty cool because then we just start over with a new church or a liturgical year at the beginning of Advent. So 29th Sunday, we've got 33 Sundays in Ordinary Time with another 34th Sunday dedicated to Christ the King. All right, so that's where we stand. Now, the way I do the readings on this program, as a refresher, I start with the Gospel, because each week during Ordinary Time, the Gospel proceeds sequentially. Right now, we are making our way through Luke's Gospel. Today, we'll be in chapter 18. The Gospel really is driving the train here. The Gospel is leading the way each Sunday. Now, when we look at the particular Gospel passage, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we could get a lot of different meanings, a lot of different themes out of it, but the church usually wants to try to key in on one theme each Sunday, okay? So, therefore, a specific first reading and a specific responsorial psalm will be chosen to match up with that Gospel. I read the Gospel first because I want to get, I mean, the Gospel, our church teaches, has a prominent place among the other readings of the Bible. The Gospels stand above everything else. Gospels are important. They're all important. They're all the inspired Word of God, but the Gospels take the highest place. So I read the Gospel first, and then I read the first reading, which sometimes when we pair the two, we get a clue as to what the overall theme the church wants us to get may be. But often that's not enough. Oftentimes the responsorial psalm, which is also chosen specifically for each Sunday in Ordinary Time, the responsorial psalm often gives us the clue. Again, today's an easy one, but it's not always that easy. Now, the second reading, in a similar way to the Gospel, where the Gospel proceeds, just goes sequentially. But the second reading for each Sunday in Ordinary Time is not chosen specifically to match the other readings. But what I always like to do with the help of the Holy Spirit is try to find some sort of a common thread. And you know what? You can always find some commonality between all the readings. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel for the 29th week in ordinary time. This is one of my favorites because it's one of those crazy ones that you hear, you say, man, this is not sounding right. Something is funky here. But Jesus does this a lot. Why? Because he wants to shake us up. He wants to get our attention. Jesus likes to get the attention of his listeners. He does just that. And also the beautiful thing about this particular gospel passage is at the very beginning, St. Luke tells us exactly what it's all about. Okay, you ready? It's Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" Isn't this parable a little disturbing? The unjust judge. I mean, what the heck is Jesus saying here? Is he comparing God to an unethical judge? No. Again, what he's trying to do is wake up his listeners. Because, you know, sometimes we do this too. Let's be honest. We can get lulled to sleep when we've heard these readings. We've heard these stories. We might have other stuff on our mind. Jesus wants to make sure that he gets our attention. So if you notice right at the beginning, St. Luke makes the point why this parable is being told. This is a little insight that's very important. This is being told about the necessity in order to help us understand the necessity for praying always without becoming weary. That does not mean you pray 24 hours a day, although it is possible that you can turn, if you turn your work into prayer, whatever it is you do, you can pray constantly. But it doesn't mean you're supposed to be cloistered in your closet with a prayer book 24 hours a day. I mean, that's not realistic unless you're a cloistered monk or a sister, okay? Pray constantly. Prayer is important. Prayer is not just one of those things that makes us feel good. Prayer is not a last resort. And look, I've been guilty of a lot of these things throughout my life, but I have learned prayer is incredibly important. This is what Jesus wants us to understand. We have this tendency to treat things that we can see with our eyes or touch with our hands or smell or hear, in other words, things we can perceive with our senses, as being the most important things in life. But there's a whole unseen world which is a lot more important than what we can see with our eyes. The saints, the angels, the Lord, the unseen reality of the kingdom of God. We don't see it. And sometimes we don't believe it's real. It's the same thing with prayer. When I go out and I buy a cup of coffee from the store, I drink my coffee, it tastes good, I give my money, I get the coffee. I feel like it's a cause and effect relationship. Or to sound a little fancier, a quid pro quo. How do you like that? Throw a little Latin in there, make it sound fancy. But you know what I'm saying. I give my money, I get my goods, I enjoy it, period. When I pray, I don't necessarily always see immediately the fruits of my prayer. And because we're trained from an early age to trust our senses, sometimes that freaks us out. Don't let it. Today, we're here to talk about the importance of prayer, and that's what Jesus wants us to know. And he tells this story about an unjust judge who is bothered by a widow. A widow is considered to be, she's considered to be very vulnerable. She needs support. She's poor. She needs help. The widows are very needy individuals back in our Lord's time. She's pestering a judge, and eventually she wears him down to the point where he says, "You know what? I'm going to finally give her what she wants." Now, again, Jesus is not comparing God to an unjust judge. What he's saying is if this clown, this unethical judge, is going to give in and answer the widow, who is pestering him day and night, who is incessantly asking for what she needs, don't you think that my Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, will all the more answer our needs? Obviously, he will. But again, don't get freaked out by this story, this parable. Jesus is trying to shake us up a little bit. But then he's telling us at the very ending of this parable, but when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And I'm going to ask you, how much faith do you have in the Lord's ability to hear you when you pray and answer those prayers? And again, he might say no, but how many times do we pray and we think, you know what, God's not even listening? Please don't believe that. That's one of those lies the devil plants in your head because he wants to get you to stop praying because he knows how powerful prayer is. The devil does not want you to pray. The devil wants you to stop praying. The devil wants to shake your confidence in the Lord. He wants to make you think you're praying the wrong words. Your prayer's not effective. Nothing's going to happen. Lies. They are all lies. Jesus tells us, pray if you need something. Of course, we should pray every day because prayer is communication between us and God. It's not always asking for something. When we started our prayer at the beginning of the show, I praised the Lord first. I thanked him. And then I asked for some things. I asked his Holy Spirit to be with me and to guide me. Prayer is more than just asking for things. But if you feel you need something, if there's something in your life, it can be financially related, it can be money. If you need money to pay your bills, absolutely pray for that money. You know, if you need a greater fervency with your prayer, your spiritual life. Let me try to get this together. Got to get my thoughts together. If you feel like you're not praying that fervently, you don't care that much, you need a little more zeal, you need a little more passion, ask the Lord, hey, Lord, help me to care. I really want to pray more, but I don't feel it. Can you help me to really understand how important prayer is? You pray for your health. Pray for the health of your loved ones. Pray for your job, that you could do a good job. Pray for your evangelization efforts. You pray for everything. And that's what the Lord wants. Now, let's look at the first reading. We go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, beginning in verse 8. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses, therefore, said to Joshua, pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Okay, so the Amalekites, these were vicious warriors. They did not like the Jews. They wanted to exterminate the Israelites. So this was a serious battle. Moses was smart. This is the first appearance we see of Joshua in the book of Exodus. Joshua was sent out into battle. He said, pick out certain men and tomorrow go out and go battle against Amalek. And this was serious business. And Moses knew that it was important to ask the Lord for help. Again, see, this is the importance of prayer. We're not just praying to make ourselves feel better. We're praying because without God on our side, we ain't going to be able to do anything. Moses got that. So he was standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in his hand. In other words, he had that connection to the Lord. Moses was the God-appointed leader of the people at this time. And he climbed to the top of the hill with his assistants, Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel was winning the battle. When his hands started to fall down, the Amalekites started to win the battle. In other words, Moses was praying. He had his hands up in a position of prayer, but eventually they became tired. So what happened? he was given some help by Aaron and her, who supported his hands. This is the reason why you and I should always be reaching out to other people and asking them to pray for us. That's what Moses was doing. He was asking them to intercede for on his behalf to help him. And as a result, because Moses continued to pray, Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Again, we're going back thousands of years. It's a different time. Sometimes we get a little bent out of shape about the idea of God allowing his people to kill other people. But the problem is, this was a time when the Israelites were threatened. They had a lot of enemies who were trying to kill them, and God was trying to let them understand that he wanted them to be led to the promised land. They were his chosen people, and he was going to protect them. That's what was happening here. So again, this power of prayer, it's incredibly, incredibly important that you remember that. Make sure you're asking people to pray for you. I am praying for you every day. That's why I ask you to pray for me as well. It really matters. The responsorial psalm today, Psalm 121, our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. There you go. See that? Moses knew he was not winning. The Israelites weren't winning that battle on their own. They were only doing it because they were calling out to the Lord. The Lord was giving them the power. I lift up my eyes toward the mountains. Whence shall help come to me? My help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he not suffer your foot to slip. May he slumber not who guards you. Indeed, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shade. He is beside you at your right hand. The sun shall not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your life. The Lord will guard your coming and your going, both now and forever. I love that that passage or that verse. I lift up my eyes toward the mountains. Whence shall help come to me? In other words, Lord, where are you? I'm praying. Where the heck are you? Why are you not helping me? You know what? That's a good prayer. That's not expressing disbelief in God's power to help you. What that's doing is saying, Lord, I know you can do this. You are all powerful. I know you love me. I truly believe what I'm asking for is for my good. Can you please help me? I am in big trouble. And then as we look back to that gospel today, what's the message? Keep praying. Be persistent. Don't give up. Again, the devil's going to try to convince you that your efforts are useless. God's not listening to you. He's not going to help you. You know how it goes. He just wants to plant those seeds of doubt in your mind, like he did with Adam and Eve, so that you're going to turn away from him and say, I've got more important things to do. I'm going to handle this problem on my own. That's a mistake. God wants you to do what you can, but not without turning to him and asking for his help. Okay, that's what's happening. Remember, the Israelites had to still fight this battle, but they were doing it with the help of the Lord. You see that? They were asking for that help. Moses was praying for them. They were fighting the battle, but with God on their side. They weren't doing it alone. Let's look now to that second reading, which is from the St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power. Proclaim the word, be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. Now, remember this, the second reading isn't chosen specifically to match up with the other readings, but there's something that it has in common, because you have to remember, all of the Bible has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. So there's a common theme going through all of these readings. Remain faithful to what you have learned and believe. Remain faithful. Remember that what Jesus said about praying and not giving up? Continue to ask for what you need. Remain faithful to the Lord. Don't give up on him. Also, the sacred scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's important for you to remember. All Scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Of course, Paul, when he's writing this, is talking about the Old Testament, but our church teaches that all Scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So when you open your Bible, you're hearing God speak to you. I mean, that's really important to remember. You heard God speak to you today. You heard it through my voice because I'm the guy who read the readings, but He was speaking to you. That's why it's so critical to get familiar with the Bible and let Him speak to you. You know, you're not going to understand everything. That's okay. Even Scripture scholars don't understand everything. It's a gradual process. They learn more and more each day. And I know in my case, there's a lot that I don't know, but I try to learn a little bit more each day about the Bible. But there's always some words of wisdom that the Lord has for us, no matter how little you think you understand. Let's see what else I want to touch on. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Again, that reminder, be persistent in prayer, just like with Moses. He knew that his arms couldn't stay raised in prayer, so he depended on his friends, Aaron and Hur, to help him and keep those arms up. Okay, so that's the message for this week. Prayer matters. Keep on praying. You might get tired, but don't give up. Pray constantly because prayer is very, very important. Phew, man, it was a busy week. I love it when I get to talk about the Scriptures. I'm so grateful that you were able to hang out with me on the program. Once again, I want to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com. And in all sincerity, I don't like to sound like a broken record. Boy, I'm dating myself with that line, although it's true, vinyl's coming back, right? But if you could possibly make a donation to my ministry to keep it going, I would really, really be grateful. If you'd like to become a monthly donor, that would be so, so important to me if you could do that. Or if not, make a one-time donation. That would help me to sustain myself and my family so we can keep going forward and spreading the good news. You can do that securely by going to followingthetruth.com. All donations are processed securely through PayPal. And if you have any questions, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. While you're there, check out my books and find out how you can bring me to your parish or your conference to speak. I would love to do that. Also, sign up for my daily blog. It's called Be Not Afraid with Gary Zimek. Kind of similar message to what we do here, except you get it free of charge in your inbox every day. All right, again, that's followingthetruth.com. Thank you again for tuning into the program. Remember to tell your friends about the Gary Zimek Show. I want to spread this message to as many people as possible. Also, remember that I'm praying for you, and please continue to keep me in your prayers as well. Does that sound good? God willing, I hope to hang out with you again next week on The Gary Zimek Show. But as I tell you each and every week, until we meet again, you know the deal. I want to remind you that wherever you go and whatever you do, be strong and courageous. And why is that, Gary? Well, I'll tell you why. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to be discouraged, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I am dead serious about that. Make sure you ask Him for what you need, okay? God bless you. Again, thank you for listening, and God willing, I'll see you next week on The Gary Zimek Show.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford,
find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.